of Romans. Actually, Marty quoted part of what I'm going to read here from Romans chapter 1, Romans 1 and 16. If you look there with me. I've had this on my mind, the life of faith or the walk of faith, that the Lord is calling us all to walk, to live it out every day of our life, trusting the Lord to show us just one step at a time. Just like he did the children of Israel as he rained manna out of heaven every day, and they had a daily supply, and they had to trust the Lord each day to feed them and to supply for them. So do we need to trust God for Wednesday and for Thursday and for Friday, and that every day of the week, and that we're living it out every day, seeing the hand of God working in our lives. Romans 1 and 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Now that's a big statement. That's a really big statement for the Apostle Paul, because you can read in several different places of the things that he went through, he suffered and endured, but none of it changed him. None of it moved him. Amen. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 4 and 9, here's what he says. He said, "For I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world." And he was just saying, we've been put on display, and the world is watching, people are watching, they're observing what's going on in my life every day. We're made a spectacle. Then he said, we're fools for Christ's sake. Now, Paul was everything but a fool, but he was perceived by the world as a fool because he was following Jesus. And then it says, we are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. Even to this present hour, we both hunger and thirst and are naked and are buffeted and have no certain dwelling place. Those are all the things he was enduring. I don't know where I'm going to get my next food. I don't even know where I'm going to stay. I don't know. All of my journey of following the Lord is a daily step of faith, because I don't know where my next meal's coming from. I don't know where I'm going to get my next drinks. I don't know. I just have to put my trust in the Lord. He says in verse 12, this is 1 Corinthians 4, "And labor working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, and are the offscouring of all things unto this day." Now, because the Apostle Paul stopped living the way that he was living with false faith and a false confidence in a religious system, and now he's following in the steps of Jesus and living for the Lord and living out his life for the Lord, he's dealing with a lot of unpleasant things, even to the point that he says, we're considered to be the filth of the world. We are the offscouring of all things. I mean, the world is looking at us like that we are scum. We're nothing. We're the lowest of the low as far as the world's view. Now, if anything would shake your faith and make you ashamed of the gospel, it would be going through all those things. And so when he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Even though he went through all that, even though the world was looking at him and treating him like that he was low and the offscouring and the filth of the world, that's how they viewed him now. He said, even though I'm going through all that, it hasn't shaken my confidence, and I am not ashamed of the gospel, even though I'm going through this situation. And the key to it was that the Apostle Paul, he had a personal testimony of his encounter with Jesus. His encounter was with the Lord. I believe every Christian needs a testimony. You need to be able to go back to the time. You may not know all the details, especially if you were saved as a child or a young person. I don't remember as a young person all the details. I know where I was at. I know what church I was in. I know where I was praying in that building. But I don't remember all the details of that service or what was going on, except the Lord was touching a lot of young people. And I came to the Lord as a young person, as a matter of fact. It's almost been, I was 14 years old, I just turned 63, so it's 49 years ago. That's a long time ago. 49 years ago. But I can take you back to the time, and there are songs, something about it. I can take you to the place, I can take you where the Lord saved me. I believe everybody needs to have a personal testimony of what the Lord did in your life. Because that's what kept the Apostle Paul from caving in whenever he was viewed as the offscouring and the lowest of the low, and he was mistreated and his whole life is turned upside down. And now he's viewed as just the filth of the world, when he before was had a prominent position and was respected and was fulfilling his responsibilities as far as the law of God and to those that he had been a part of their religious system. But now he's viewed, if there's anything that could have shaken him, all of these things he was going through could have shaken his faith. But instead he said, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel. It was his personal experience. It was that road to Damascus experience, that encounter with that bright light, the glory of the Son of God, that changed that man and made him into an apostle of the apostles. Amen. So now he can declare, I may be viewed, I may be going through all these things, but I am not ashamed. Another place in Acts 20, he said, none of these things move me. We need to get to that place in our walk with the Lord. That no matter what happens, no matter what anybody says, no matter what we face, no matter what is said about you or what people's opinions might be about you, that you don't consider that. You certainly don't allow that to change you or to cause you to give up in your walk with the Lord. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. It's the only way that anyone in this world can truly come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. This gospel, I'm not ashamed of it, because it's the answer. It's the hope for the world. It's the only way that people can come to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein, verse 17, is the righteousness of God revealed. Amen. All the things about his nature, his character, who he is, and who we are trying to be like. We want to be conformed to his image. And the gospel brings you to the Lord. And the gospel also causes you to be deepened in your understanding of the righteousness of God, of who he is and what he can do in your life to change you and to work in you. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Therein, in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's how the righteousness of God is revealed, or who he is. His character, His nature, and everything about Him, you learn more about God. And it's because of the wonderful gift of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's how you learn. It's revealed, notice this, it is revealed from faith to faith, from faith to faith. Now, it's talking about a progression. It's talking about the fact that when you got saved, like me, I was a 14-year-old boy, and I knew some things about God, but there's a lot I didn't know. But little by little, down through the years, I'm learning more. And now at 63 years old, I'm still a student at the school of Christ. I'm still learning more about Him. And so from faith to faith, from your beginning point and all the way to the end of your life and your walk with the Lord, from faith to faith, there's going to be this, or should be at least, this progression in your life that you are learning and you are growing and you are developing in Him. And then he says, that's the phrase that Marty mentioned, the just shall live by faith. You live out your life by faith, from faith to faith. You are learning more about Him and you're growing in your knowledge of the Lord, and your faith is getting stronger and stronger, and you're learning more about God's power and His goodness and His grace. And that's the wonderful thing about serving the Lord, is you just keep learning more about His wonderful grace. Amen. Little by little, day by day, you learn, you have experiences with the Lord. You spend time with God and time in His Word. And as you do, you're learning and you're growing and you're developing in that walk of faith, that the just walk by faith. They live by faith. That's the source of our life. Amen. That's what the apostle is talking about here. Well, he's talking about a life of faith, that little by little, it's revealed from faith to faith, that there's this progression and growing and developing and learning about the Lord. I learned some things this week during this revival I needed to hear. I needed to be open to the truth of God's word. As a matter of fact, if you get to that place where you think you don't need to learn, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Spiritually, you're in trouble. Because every day can be a learning and a growing experience, because we live and we walk by faith. Amen. Now let's look at a verse in Hebrews, just to take it one step further. Hebrews 11 and 6. Actually, all of Hebrews is a wonderful testimony to what faith is all about. But just this one verse. If the just live by faith, is if the just walk by faith. It's in Galatians, it's in Ephesians, it's in Romans chapter 1, it's in the Old Testament, in the book of Habakkuk. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. It was Martin Luther who was, you know, under the, you know, the rigid law of that Catholic Church that was demanding of him fulfilling all of these things, and finally, in all of his effort to reach God and to cry out to God, it was there. It was the text in Galatians, I believe, that he read, and it just dawned on him: I don't have to do all these works. I don't have to fulfill all these duties to earn the favor of God. We walk by faith. The just walk by faith every day of our life. And really, that was it. When that happened in the heart of Martin Luther, then the Reformation was born out of the reality of the fact that we are to live our life every day by faith. All of us, every one of us. But Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Now, this verse is foundational to all of our faith. All of us, if you want to have more faith, if you want to grow in your faith and develop your faith, you can't get anywhere unless you start right here. Understanding that without it, you can't please God. You can't please Him. You can't. God is looking for people of faith. The eyes of the Lord are running to and fro throughout the earth. He's looking for people that their heart is turned toward Him. He's looking for people who have faith in him. And those people are the ones that will live to please him. And don't you want to please the Lord? Do you want to please him? Well, you please him whenever you are learning to walk by faith, to live by faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. And then there's two foundational principles here that are very simple to us. But you get nowhere with God in faith and in walking the life of faith until you accept this and believe this and understand this. He that comes to God must believe that he is, must believe that God exists. He's real. Amen. I'll just say this, that I think that Dennis Kirby is having a hard time with that, with the reality of God, with the reality that God is involved in our lives. I remember my dad. He had a hard time with it. He didn't understand why are all these things happening in the world, all these bad things that are happening in the world, and why does God allow them all to happen? And the enemy just clouding their thinking and their understanding. But if you want to get anywhere with God, you have to start with the foundation of the fact that he exists. That's pretty simple, but a lot of people can't get any further than that because they're struggling with that. The reality of that God exists, that he's real, and that he is involved in our lives. Amen. He that comes to God must believe that he is, that he exists, that he is real, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I know this is foundational to our faith, but it's so important. If people are going to come and they're going to get saved, they must come face to face with their sinfulness and the fact that God, through his son Jesus Christ, is the only way they can be saved. It is the gospel that has the power of God to change people's life. Nothing else can change them. No amount of good deeds, no amount of trying to live a better life, trying to clean up their life, trying to be a better person, none of that is going to be the solution to the problem of the sin that controls their life. The only answer is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's so simple that we sometimes stumble over it, but the reality is they need to hear the gospel. They need to know who Jesus is. They need to know that he exists. Amen. Amen. He was manifested. The Son of God was manifested and came in the form of flesh into this world, and we know it. We know the story, and we know the reality of that Jesus is real. And we know that he is a rewarder. That's his nature. That's who he is. That God wants to reward. The word really just means that to pay out wages. It just means if you put trust in me, I'm going to make it right with you. If you put your trust in me, if you come to me in faith, I am going to make it good. I'm going to prove myself. I'm good. My word is dependable. What I've spoken, I will perform it. I will do it. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he exists, and that he is a rewarder. Aren't you glad that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him? It really means that they're searching after him. It requires effort. You're searching after God. You're longing after the Lord. You're putting some effort into your pursuit of the things of God. And when you do, he says, I'm going to reward you. I'm a rewarder. He is a rewarder. Amen. So when we pray diligently. We pray fervently and urgently so that we can see him move. These are all the beginnings of our faith. But you know, you can grow in your faith. A lot of people say, Lord, I want to have a stronger faith. I want to have better. I've heard people say, well, we prayed, but I guess I didn't have enough faith. You heard that before? I guess I didn't have enough faith. Well, remember that the real source is not how much faith you have, but the object of our faith, and that's Jesus Christ, who is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Amen. So you don't have enough faith You just come to the Lord, and it might be the slightest, simplest amount of faith and confidence in God, and you ask the Lord, and you cry out to God, and He has said and promised, I will reward you. I will reward you. If you'll come to me, I will provide what you are in need of. Let me just give you two or three things here. If you want to see your faith stronger and increase in your faith. Number one, you need to believe that your faith can grow. Just like we said, from faith to faith, growing faith is a progression. So don't get discouraged with where you are right now. You may be thinking, I don't have much faith. But if you'll follow after God, if you'll pursue the Lord with your whole heart, you'll take another step and another step and another step, and your faith will begin to grow. Remember that He told the disciples when they didn't have enough faith out on that stormy sea, oh, ye of little faith. He said, you got little faith. But then that centurion, remember the centurion that came to Jesus? He said, you don't have to come to my house and pray for my daughter. You don't have to come to my house because I'm a centurion. I'm a man of authority. And all I say to my men, 100 of them that are under me, all I say is go and they go, or come and they come. So you can just speak the word. And Jesus said, I've not seen such great faith. There's different levels, isn't there? There's little faith. There's a little bit more faith. There's great faith. I've not seen such great faith. No, not in all of Israel. Amen. So we can grow. We can develop. It's a progression. We go from faith to faith. And if you serve the Lord for any length of time, your faith needs to be stronger. And you need to be growing. So believe and ask God. Ask the Lord and believe God. Lord, help me. Help me. Help thou my unbelief. Strengthen my faith. Help me, Lord, to exercise faith. And another thing is, you know, hang around with people that are people of faith. Spend some time. You remember that Paul sent Timothy, I think it was to the church at Corinth, and he sent them there, and he just was just saying to them, I'm going to send him to you because he can encourage you in your faith. He'll help you in your faith. I've been around people, men and women of God, that just seem to have such faith, and that just associating with them, I felt my faith encouraged and strengthened. And you can, now it works the other way too. If you hang around with people that are always downers and doubters and hopeless and the world's caving in and there's no hope in any situation, you hang around with them people too, and you're going to struggle a little in your faith. Amen. It's the truth. As a matter of fact, when that starts, just kind of plug up your ears or go the other direction and don't pay attention to that, because that can sap your faith. Words are powerful. Amen. 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 Somebody told me, I don't believe God can save that person. I don't think that person's ever going to get saved. I just don't believe that it will. And I just said, please stop saying that. Stop that. Don't say that. Well, I can't help it. I just don't see how. It can happen, and it will happen if we just hold on to God and trust the Lord and never give up. God is in the saving business, and the gospel has power to change people's life. Amen. Amen. So associate with people who are people of faith. Amen. And another thing is, spend more time in God's word. Spend more time in the word of the Lord. D.L. Moody said, I prayed for faith and thought that someday it would come down and strike me like lightning. But it didn't. He said, faith didn't come like that. He said, one day I read in Romans that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And he said, I just had to go to the word of God and begin to spend time with my open Bible, reading it, studying it. And he said, the more time that I spent reading and studying God's word, the stronger my faith became. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's just a few suggestions. I could probably mention a few other things, but ask the Lord to help you. Lord, I started out, and think back to when you got saved. If you were like me, a kid, some of you were older than that. I don't know what age you were. You know, you started out in faith. The Bible says that he gives to everyone not a measure, but the measure of faith. The measure of faith is enough faith to get saved. Amen. He's given to every man enough faith to get saved. So there's no impossible cases. There's no hard cases that can't be reached. Don't believe that. That's the lie of the enemy. That's a lie of the enemy. Don't believe it. There are people that are hard and resistant to the gospel, but they're not so hard that the grace of God cannot break through. Amen. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Believe it. And believe that the hardest of cases can be reached by the power of God. Hallelujah. Believe it. Put your trust in the Lord and ask the Lord every day. Amen. Some of you have been saved as long as me or longer, and you still can grow. You can still learn, and your faith can still grow stronger. From faith to faith, we live by faith, and we are in a daily progression of learning more about the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand together. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we live by faith. We walk by faith. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful truth of your word that reminds us, Lord, that we're daily learning. We're daily growing in our faith. So, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, as a people, as a church, Lord, to be a place where we are believing you, Lord, for greater and greater things. Lord, I know, God, that you're at work, Lord, in our church, and we thank you for that. But Lord, help us to believe you for the greater and the mightier and for the things, Lord, that you have set before us, Lord, and that we can grow in the knowledge of the Lord and our faith would get stronger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to believe your word. To believe your word. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.